Anna Wilson. I am a graduate student here at Mizzou as well as a certified yoga and meditation teacher. I'm here to share with you three different breathing techniques whose benefits include relaxation of the mind and the body, focus of the mind, help with digestion, sleeping problems, and these are among many other benefits to these breaths, and you can actually find more information on them on the Student Health Center website in the contemplative practices section. The first breath that I would like to share with you is called the Dirgha breath. It is the three-part breath, also the complete yogic breath. So all the names for this breath. Its benefits include relaxation of the entire body, a release of tension, focus of the mind, once again, among many other things. So it is called the three-part breath because there are three different stages of this breath. So you will be filling up three sections of your lungs in each stage. So normally, if you actually place your hand on your chest, I think you'll notice that when you inhale, most likely your chest will rise first. So the Dirgha breath, the three-part breath, is actually a reversal of this breath. So you will be coming back to your natural state of breathing. If you actually look at a baby's belly as it breathes, the belly rises first, and this is the natural state of breathing for a human being. So in this way, as you inhale for the three-part breath, you actually fill up the bottom of your lungs first, so you'll feel your diaphragm drop and your belly expand as you inhale. The next stage of the three-part breath, you'll feel your ribs come up and out as you fill the middle part of your lungs. And lastly, in the last stage of the three-part breath, you'll feel your chest rise up to the ceiling. Once again, as you inhale for the Dirgha breath, your belly expands, and then your ribs come up and out as you fill the middle part of your lungs, and lastly, your chest comes up. So it actually helps to place your hand as you're beginning to learn this breath. In the beginning, it will feel a little unnatural, maybe a little uncomfortable, but over a short period of time, it can become a really nice natural way of breathing, that relaxation state. So once again, begin with your hand on your belly here so you can actually feel your belly expand out at the beginning of the breath. And I actually want you to take three or four breaths just focusing on the first part of this breath. So as you inhale, feel your hand expand out with your belly. And as you're trying this breath out, see if you can make your breaths a little more deeper, a little softer, and lengthen them as much as possible. So the second part of the Dirgha breath, you can place your hands on your sides here to feel your lower ribs expanding out. You can also place your thumbs on your back. As you practice this breath more, you'll notice that your entire rib cage expands up and out. So you can either place your hands here or simply at the front, the bottom of your rib cage here. So as you inhale, your belly expands first. As you fill your lungs even more, you can feel your ribs coming up and out as they expand. Again, take two or three more breaths here and really feel as your hands expand with your sides, with your ribs and your lungs. And lastly, for the three-part breath, as you fill up the top portion of your lungs, your sternum and your chest, they will be the last things to expand up and out. So place your hand on your chest here, right under your collarbones. And as you deeply inhale, bring your awareness to your hand and your chest here and feel it come up towards the ceiling. And take two or three breaths here. Feeling your chest rise. So to put all of these parts of the breath together now, first you will place your hand on your belly. As the air moves up your lungs, you can place your hands once again on the base of your rib cage. And lastly, you can move your hand up to your chest to feel the third part of the breath. So I want you to try to do three or four complete dirgha breaths here, noticing each stage of the breath. So you'll notice as you exhale, the order will actually be in reverse. So as you exhale, you'll feel your chest lower first. Feel your sides, your rib cage deflate back into your torso. You feel your belly come back in. So your belly button moves towards your spine. So that was the three-part dirgha breath, complete yogic breath. Practicing this breathing even for minutes a day can actually bring lasting benefit to your emotional and psychological state, as well as your brain function, among any other many other things. So as much as you can, practice this at home, perhaps before bed for relaxation, or throughout your day as you encounter stressors.